And we're back. You're listening to a Shun Piker's Journal on the Michigan Business Network. We're down here at the Society of Automotive Engineers show, and we just we're speaking with a gentleman from Freudenberg, which is a family-owned company in a German company, essentially with $6-8 billion. It's a big company.
It's a big company. Yeah, globally in U.S. dollars, 2016 was about $9.5 billion U.S. dollars.
Right.
$2.5 billion or so coming from our operations in North America.
Right, with a bunch of different companies. Some of which are right here in Michigan. Many of our listeners will know ChemTrend in Howell, Livingston County. Tell us what's new in Michigan generally. What kind of business do you do here?
Okay, thanks for asking, Steve. So ChemTrend is certainly a very critical player for our overall business in North America, and certainly in Michigan, a significant component. They are based in Howell. They have a couple facilities there, and that serves as their global headquarters. That's a company of about roughly 260 million euro globally, and revenue, and again, they're headquartered out in Howell. This past year in 16, a couple of significant events for that business in particular. We invested almost $8 million in an expansion of their lab and R&D capability out there, which should drive a total job increase of about 25 employees. So that's a very significant event. Also, a couple of acquisitions we made during 2016 that go directly to the ChemTrend business. Actually, in Leslie, Michigan, not terribly far away, we acquired the company Huron Technologies, and that's now part of ChemTrend. And then a larger company based out of Italy called UltraPurge was acquired. They had operations in Italy, the U.S., and also Mexico.
So ChemTrend makes chemical things that related to molding, molding release chemicals.
That's
basically.
Exactly right.
Now, the other companies that they've just acquired are in similar businesses?
Yeah, for sure. Huron Technologies also was a producer of mold release agents, mm-hmm. right? That's the term that we use. And then UltraPurge was a producer of purging compounds that kind of clean out the pipeline, in the molding process, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. If you're you're a molder and you need to change the compound, you have to clean the pipeline, and basically those purging compounds do that.
Right. Now, these products are made here in Michigan at these companies. Mm-hmm. Are they then supplying manufacturing facilities all over the world or all over the U.S. or both?
We tried where we can to manufacture for the local market, but yes, out of how ChemTrend's products will be shipped really all over the world. They have production facilities in Europe as well, and also in Asia, but some of their products will go across the world.
Okay. Now, Freudenberg also has business activities in Plymouth, Michigan, and you also said South Haven.
That's right. So Freudenberg NOK Sealing Technologies is a producer of sealing interfaces that are used most commonly in internal combustion engines and transmissions, both automotive as well as general other general industry, ag, etc., right? Heavy equipment. And their North American operations are headquartered in Plymouth, Michigan. The R&D center, their administrative functions are there. And then out on the west side of the state, and also some other production facilities in the state as well, is the North American headquarters. This is South Haven for Vibracoustic, which is our second largest business globally and in the region. And they're a producer of what we would call NVH. It's 100% automotive supplier, so noise, vibration, control products, right?
Right.
The H is harshness, by the way. That's
right,
the old.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they make anything from engine mounts to really sophisticated air springs on vehicles. So a wide range of noise and vibration control products.
Well, as you know, we're thrilled to have you and your company here in Michigan. Now, you and your colleagues spent a little time this morning talking about corporate responsibility projects that you've got going. You had three of them in Howell with ChemTrend, I understand.
Yeah, I think there's a total actually of four that are already approved and funded in out of in Livingston County, and two more were just recently approved where the recipients haven't even been notified, so I wouldn't mention them. And then we have three more that were here in Detroit as well. So yeah, this is a terrific program, you know, focuses on donation, corporate donation into organizations that support educational development or protection of the environment, but one that also requires our employees to really be invested in terms of participating to help them.
And that's really a key there.
Absolutely. That is the key.
Wonderful. Robert Evans, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And now we'll need a short break here. And when we come back, we'll talk to Michael Wicks. He's from C.W. Barron, a bearing manufacturer. Have you ever wondered how they make a bearing ball? You'll find out. Stay with us here on the Michigan Business Network.
My chariot of gold, gonna drive round.